Okay, this is MattOger.com's first podcast, and I've got a couple things I want to discuss. First thing off is I'm going to talk about the AR-15 rifle. Now, the M16/AR-15 rifle is a popular rifle. Everybody loves it for one reason or another. I wrote a little article called "Why I Hate the AR-15," and this has gathered me some consternation. It's gathered me some animosity, and it's also gathered me some fans. I think I point out fairly clearly things that are wrong with it, and 9 out of 10 emails that I get about the article are from soldiers who have used it in the field, who have used it in combat, and who agree with me, pretty much. They all think the AR-15 is a giant piece of shit. Now, that being said, let's discuss what's right with the AR-15. What they did right, what's good about it, and why I like it. There are things to like about it, even for those of us who hate it. The things we like about it are the incredible accuracy that the platform offers. No other service rifle is as accurate. I mean, the Brits say the L85 is more accurate, but you know what? It helps if the rifle goes bang when you pull the trigger. It also, you know, it comes, you know, the L85 comes with a freaking scope on it, for crying out loud. And, you know, American troopers are running with iron sights. So, you put, you take a flat top AR-15, you know, any reasonable barrel profile, doesn't matter, but you put a scope on it, and you know, I'm going to put it up against the L85 any day of the week. Another thing that the AR-15 has over that the L85 doesn't have, and that's a little something called ergonomics. The way the rifle feels in the hand, it feels the way a rifle should. Beyond anything the L85 can do, anything the FAMAS can do, anything most other service rifles can. The AK, it doesn't feel like that. The AK's ergonomics are horrible, and it can't even compete. Accuracy is second rate to the AR-15. I mean, yeah, I'm a fan of the AK-47 platform, and I think it's phenomenal. I think it's an excellent battle rifle because it offers everything that a soldier really needs. Utter reliability, ruggedness, real stocks, you know, made out of wood instead of, you know, thin plastic. Little things like that. But accuracy combined with ergonomics, the modular aspect of the AR-15 is also outstanding. You can pull through pins and swap out a different top, a different upper receiver with a different barrel, with a pre-sighted scope, or any other optical gun sight you want to put on there, and that has huge advantages. I mean, the AR-15, it's like a set of Legos, man. You know, if you don't like it, you take it apart, you put it back together with different parts and pieces and different configurations, and you got a completely different rifle. That's fantastic. And really, no other weapon system offers that. So while I do hate the AR-15, you know, it does have advantages. Okay, so I've just admitted that I do have some respect for the AR-15 platform. Now, the question is, what is the AR-15 good for? What is the M4 carbine good for? The M16A1, what are these things good for? 5.56mm has a very poor track record using military ball ammo on stopping targets. This was, if you read the book, Black Hawk Down, this was a huge issue for the Rangers and for the Delta operators that were in Mogadishu. They would shoot a threat and nothing would happen. It would, you know, did I hit them? Did I miss? I don't know. Let's keep shooting. Nothing's happening. What was happening was that the bullets were just passing straight through. Now, some people say, oh, well, you know, the 5.56mm is going to fragment. And that fragmentation can occur at hyper velocities. At real high velocities, the bullet, as it hits the target, it starts to tumble, it destabilizes, and it breaks on the about the midway point. And this fragmentation does add damage. But you know what? When you fragment something, and these fragments become, you know, what was a large heavy bullet is now multiple smaller fragments, small, light, it's reducing penetration. And I think it's reducing the lethality overall. But at the same time, you don't want that bullet zipping through like a laser beam, because it's not destroying all the tissue that it could be doing. The tumbling is good. The fragmenting, you know, I'm not really a big fan of the fragmentation. A lot of people say, well, it's a big help, and yeah, it's going to cause, you know, some nastier wounds, but those nastier wounds aren't going to penetrate very deeply. So really, what is the M16 good for? What is the M4 carbine good for? Well, you know, if you're a police officer, you're carrying the rifle around in the trunk where it's not getting dusty, it's not getting dirty, it's not getting filled with grit, it's not seeing combat environments like in the military with the Army or the Marines. You know, maybe for the Air Force or Navy it's fine, because, you know, those things are kept all shiny and clean and sparkly. You know, you could eat off them. With the Army and the Marines, you know, we need something a little bit more rugged, something that can withstand stresses, that can withstand the environments, and not have to be sanitized. Bad enough being in a combat environment without worrying about, you know, simonizing your show car. Now, for the guys doing the three-gun, it's really hard to pick another rifle that would be as good or better than the M16. Because it's just ergonomic, you know, it's accurate. It's a great rifle for gaming. It's a great rifle for target shooting. It's a great rifle for plinking. It's a great rifle for shooting squirrels, prairie dogs. Out here in the Uinta Basin of Utah, we got a lot of prairie dogs. And if you drive to work, you know, down the highway, and you don't hit at least one prairie dog, you're not trying hard enough. Now, a lot of guys, they got the ranches out here, you got the cattle. With an M16, with an AR-15, it's a heck of a lot of fun. I've done it a few times, and man, it is a blast. It's also a good rifle for guys who have their Bushmaster that they keep in a velvet-lined aluminum locking vault case, and they take it from the vaults, they put it in the trunk of the car, they drive to the range, they take it from the trunk, they walk up to the bench, they open it up, they set up the bipod, they set up the scope, they pop, you know, maybe as many as 50 rounds. They clean it right then and there till it's sparkling, till it's like show car ready. Then they carefully, lovingly, and gingerly put it back into the case, lock it up, put it back in the trunk, drive home. Take it out of the trunk, put it back in the vault, and that's pretty much the life that that rifle has. It's a safe queen. Yeah, it gets shot every once in a while, but it's still a safe queen. That kind of rifle just doesn't appeal to me. You know, high power rifle competitions, that's one thing, but that doesn't mean that this rifle is capable of combat. A lot of guys email me, most of them Marines, soldiers, a lot of special forces, a lot of officers. Great deal of it's surprising how much brass reads MattOgre.com. It's kind of disturbing. I'll be honest about that. It is disturbing. I was enlisted. I was going for the officer role. I was going down that path. Was doing the ROTC. I was a what they call a spot, which is, it's not a lieutenant, it's not an enlisted man, you're just a spot. What I did was, I was an acting platoon leader, and there was a lieutenant, he was the guy in charge, but, you know, he was basically the driving instructor, and me, the spot, the nothing, the zero, was the acting platoon leader, and if I screwed up, he'd step in and take over, and, you know, basically tell me what I did wrong or what I did right, anyway. But that's how it's supposed to, how it actually worked out was that, you're here? Well, great. You know, the spot's here. Okay, you're in charge. And I'm going to take off right now and see you at the end of the drill. It was kind of fun. So that's where I'm coming from. So when I'm getting these emails from guys who, like, run battalions of high-speed, low-drag, door-kicking, ass kickers, guys that are at the point of the spear. You know, it means a lot to me. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys for doing that, for taking the time out of everything else that you have more important, you know, to email me. It means a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you. But all you guys pretty much agree that the AR-15, the M16 family rifles, is inadequate to the task. And this is why. And this isn't just my opinion or the opinion of a handful of officers that just happen to read or stumble across MattOgre.com or have my article, printed out for their benefit. The Special Forces Operation Command, the SOCOM, when they went and looked at their rifle requirements, they decided that the M16 was inadequate. The M4 carbine was inadequate to the task. And this is why they have been looking for a new rifle for some time. At the SHOT Show, SHOT 2006, I saw a rifle by Fabrique Nationale, FN, out of Belgium. Those cats had something called the SCAR rifle. And it's kind of a yellowish, kind of strange-looking, futuristic-type rifle. But you know what? It's solid. It feels good. It feels right. It's got an operating rod, so it's combining the best features of a lot of great battle rifles out there, and it's kind of molding it all into one rifle. And this rifle has got some incredible capabilities, a lot of potential. One of them being is multi-caliber. There's going to be a version that is in 5.56, which is the version that I saw it shot. There is a version that's going to be in 308, 7.62mm NATO. There's even going to be, or at least I was told, there's going to be a version that's going to be in 7.62x39mm, the 7.62 Russian, the AK round. It's going to be using AK magazines, which is going to be awesome for the guys who are in the Special Forces, who are overseas, who are in a foreign country, and, you know, they cap a terrorist, you know, they're low on ammo, they can actually take that guy's ammo and use it themselves. And that's a fantastic advantage. And that's something that really our military doesn't have with the M16, because nobody else uses it. Everybody's using the AK. Look at all the countries that we're likely to engage with. Most of them are using AK-47s or AK-type weapons. And it would be great to have a rifle that is familiar to our troops, yet can use their magazines and can use their ammo, and we can just lock and load with what we find on the battlefield. Because as it stands right now, if we're going to be using any more rounds, it's going to be off of one of our own fallen comrades, or it's going to be, we're just going to have to ditch the rifle that we're used to and pick up some strange rifle and use it and hope for the best. That's not ideal.